This is Northwest News from KNKX. The future of the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, remains in doubt. But some Democratic lawmakers in Washington state want to ensure that undocumented people in college will be able to continue their education even if the program ends. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has more.
When Murray announced the program, he said the aim was to address institutional racism and improve outcomes for young Black men. African-American children in Seattle public schools on average score lower than white students on standardized tests and face higher discipline rates. Don Cameron is executive director of Seattle Cares Mentoring Movement, a nonprofit organization that's coordinating the program. He says African-American students who responded to a recent survey said they wanted mentors who look like them.
That's one of the driving reasons and why we're really focusing on recruiting Black male mentors who work with Black boys.
The program aims to recruit and train 58 mentors to work with boys ranging from 12 years old to 18. Cameron says mentoring has lasting effects. A recent national report showed that young people at risk for dropping out of school were 55% more likely to enroll in college if they had a mentor. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.